Radio Merseyside.
Philippe Blond is from Respublica, an independent non-partisan think tank, long argued for devolution of this guy. He knows all about the Liverpool bid and he's online to us. Philip, are you surprised if the story is true that the government says the Liverpool region won't get the devolved powers for some time?
Yeah, I'm agnostic on the story. I mean, I tend to agree with Phil and with the mayor. You know, the reports from the Liverpool side of the debate are that actually the deal's going well. So I don't know where this story is coming from, but I think it's fair to say that it's something we at least need to consider. I mean, we at Respublica have been working with a large number of local authorities, and we've been involved in a lot of bids. And I think what was missing from the Liverpool bid was an original commitment to a Metro Mayor. And I know that's because, you know, not all of the authorities necessarily want to go that route. But I think Councillor Davis is probably right, actually, that, you know, if they get the prize and it's an either-or, then hopefully the city region will come behind it. I think there are other things that were potentially missing in Liverpool's devolution bid, and that there was very little on public sector reform across the city region, which was crucial to the original devolution to Manchester. And I wrote the original Devo Manc report, and the savings from public sector reform, which is where you essentially integrate the state to wrap it around people so we can actually finally help people across the city region. And, you know, for instance, in the north of Liverpool, they need certain things, particularly perhaps, say, on skills. In other parts of the city region, they need focus on health. And I think that was missing from the bid. But that said, there were very innovative parts of the bid. I think the city region investment fund, I think, was a superb idea, and I think that could really transform things. So it is worrying for those of us that love Liverpool and want to see it succeed that these reports emerge. But I think it's very good that both kind of Mayor Joe and Councillor Davis actually think there's nothing in it, and the reports coming back from them are good. But let's hope it's not a canary in the coal mine, because if it is, I think it's really, really dangerous for Liverpool. I think Liverpool is, you know, risks, if we don't get this Devo deal, falling further and further behind other cities, Sheffield and Manchester particularly, and Leeds. And we just can't afford it for the sake of our businesses and for our children and for our people. And it's really important that the talent and the potential in Liverpool is kept here, because we lose too much of it. Too many of our businesses, if we're seen not to have our act together, will move to Manchester, and too many of our talented graduates leave the city region. So we've really got to make the city region thing work, and I think we've got to be brave, we've got to be ambitious, we've got to bury parochial and local antipathies, and we've got to essentially be ahead of the curve. And you know, that's where we need to be, and I think we need an objective and hard-headed assessment as to where we actually are.
If it were to be delayed, I mean, there is a real problem, it seems to me, beyond what you've spoken about, and you implied or implicitly, the Northern Powerhouse will be left behind that.
Well, I think we will be. You know, I think that arguably we already are. I mean, too little about Liverpool is recognised in respect of the Northern Powerhouse. With the development of the post-Panamax port, that means we have the only port on the west coast of the country that can take the big container vessels, and freight coming through the port of Liverpool could quadruple. And nobody seems to recognise that in the light of the wider city region. And Mersey Travel have been doing brilliant work on trying to do that. But what we need to do is make Liverpool's case to the country and to our fellow northern cities about how we can add value. And I really think that we really need to come together. What the councils need to do, and because they're under assault in all sorts of ways, and I'm very sympathetic, their resources being cut, but they need to pool their policy areas. We need to merge the policy-making institutions. We need to bury local differences, and we need to commit to a whole series of city-wide innovations that Manchester did 15, yeah. 20 years ago. Yeah. We still don't have a coherent city region-wide economic evidence or plan for the city region. We are in danger of being left behind, but I hope with, the councillors are behind it, we have good leadership, and I think we've got to talk about leapfrogging, we've got to talk about getting ahead of the curve, but if we don't get it, we're in trouble.
All right, very interesting to hear an analysis. Thank you very much indeed for that, Philip. That's Philip Blondon, Res Publica, who knows a great deal about what's going on, and we'll have to see whether the story we've been running comes to fruition or not. Or indeed, whether our local council leaders will listen to what Philip Blond has just said and perhaps organise themselves a touch better.